A call for peace and the sound of war.
Israel pounds Gaza as rockets hit its cities.
Bottom line in the border crisis.
ICE will run out of money in mid-August.
House GOP moves to sue the president.
For actions inconsistent with his duties under the Constitution.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Obama's offered American help to try to broker a ceasefire to end this week's deadly Mideast violence. And while there are hopes for calm from around the world, the reality is much different. CBS's Holly Williams is in Gaza, which has been hit over and over again.
Gaza is being pummeled by Israeli airstrikes. In Rafah this morning, as they searched for survivors of one strike, more missiles forced them to scramble for cover. Dozens of Palestinian civilians have been killed, many of them children. In Gaza, there's an impotent anger with an unseen enemy that strikes from afar. Israel says it's targeting those responsible for the attacks. But Israel also targets the homes of Palestinian militants, which it calls command centers.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Hamas hit back with rocket salvos. One rocket caused a massive explosion at a gas station. Several rockets were also fired at Israel from Lebanon, raising fears of a broader regional conflict.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Afghanistan at a key point in that country's political future.
I'm here because President Obama and the United States of America are deeply interested in a unified, democratic, and stable Afghanistan.
The U.S. wants to broker a deal between the two presidential candidates locked in an election struggle. The results of last month's voting are in dispute amid a fraud investigation. In Iraq, the country's foreign minister says the Kurdish political bloc has pulled out of participation in a national government to protest comments from the Shiite prime minister about Kurds harboring terrorists. Well, here at home, one option in the growing border crisis is now off the table. The Border Patrol has stopped sending Central American children and some adults to the San Diego area from Texas. That location's been the scene of protests. Can gridlocked Washington come up with a solution to this complicated issue? Let's go there now to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
No sign of that, Steve, as Republicans, including House Speaker John Boehner, call this the president's problem.
He's been president for 5.5 years. When's he going to take responsibility for something?
And belittle the White House's $3.7 billion solution, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
What he appears to be asking for is a blank check.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson warned the Senate panel money to handle this border strain is running out.
We've incurred overtime cost as well as simply the cost of caring for all the children.
Congress is slammed for stalling immigration reform in a New York Times op-ed penned by three business titans with widely different political views, Bill Gates, Obama ally Warren Buffett, and Republican contributor and kingmaker Sheldon Adelson. Steve?
Republicans in the House have moved ahead on the unusual effort to sue President Obama. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill says there will be a hearing next week and a vote later this month.
The suit has to do with the president's executive order back in 2013, postponing the mandate in the Affordable Care Act that requires large employers to provide health insurance to their employees. Speaker Boehner says the president didn't have the authority to issue that postponement on his own and that only Congress can change the law.
At a Texas event, President Obama made light of the GOP effort.
You're going to use taxpayer money to sue me for doing my job while you don't do your job.
Some Republicans have gone beyond the idea of a lawsuit, suggesting impeachment. A Chinese national is now being held in Canada on U.S. charges that he unlawfully accessed computer systems of major American aviation manufacturers. CBS's Bob Orr says Su Bin was arrested 2 weeks ago near Vancouver.
The U.S. Justice Department alleges that Su, working with two uncharged co-conspirators in China, stole a large quantity of information from defense contractors about dozens of U.S. military projects. Boeing C-17 military aircraft, and also documents relating to the F-22 and F-35 fighters.
A top Russian official made it clear today that country will likely extend former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden's stay there. His year-long temporary asylum expires in 3 weeks. The U.S. wants to put Snowden on trial for leaking details of secret spy programs. 16 months ago, hopes were running high that a Mississippi girl born with the HIV virus had been cured after an aggressive 3-drug treatment. Now experts are dealing with a setback. She's nearly four and is showing signs of the virus.
They were hoping that this would be the first example of a real cure of a baby related to the fact that the baby was treated aggressively very, very early, essentially from the time of birth.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, the doctor who administered the treatment to the girl, said the news was like a punch in the gut. A Harvard study finds men who've had a vasectomy face a higher risk of getting the most aggressive and rarest form of prostate cancer. Risks were highest for men who had the procedure before age 38. A wildfire in central Washington's forced about a dozen families out of their homes near a national forest. That fire's burned about 18,000 acres. A new fire 40 miles away has also forced some residents to leave. Basketball superstar LeBron James's next stop will be the World Cup final in Brazil this weekend to watch as a fan. Where his next stop in the NBA will be is anyone's guess. The hope in Cleveland is he returns to the Cavaliers to mend the fences he tore down when he left his home state team 4 years ago.
He left us and now we just want him back. We miss you, man. We really do.
Fans have shown up outside a home he still owns south of Cleveland. USA Today basketball writer Jeff Zilgit says the free agent star's representatives have met with the Cavaliers.
He wouldn't be doing this if he wasn't seriously considering it. He understands his reputation is at stake.
But James has also been directly involved in a meeting this week with the Miami Heat. He spent the last three seasons there, winning two NBA titles. 100 years ago today, a 19-year-old Babe Ruth played in his first Major League Baseball game. He pitched seven innings to get the win against Cleveland for Boston and struck out once in two at-bats. He, of course, became a legendary home run hitter. A first-of-its-kind summit on teen drugged driving is going on today in Columbus, Ohio. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
With recreational pot use now legal in two states and the growing abuse of prescription drugs, authorities are brainstorming ways to keep teenagers from getting behind the wheel while impaired. Kyle Green of the Ford Driving Skills for Life program says they try to show kids what happens.
We do demonstrations using impaired vision goggles. We have a new apparatus we call the impaired driving suit, which uses a series of weights and restrictive bands around the arms and legs.
A federal survey found 1 in 10 high school seniors admitted to driving a car after smoking pot. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
The nursery rhyme was right. Humpty Dumpty couldn't be put back together again. A huge cement and plaster statue of the character fell off a wall last weekend at an Oregon attraction. Can't be fixed, they say. They're going to build a new one. The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.